Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Atlantis Cruises are coming to Australia next week, and it is their first cruise where they set sail from Melbourne, which is really, really exciting. The ship is called the Resilient Lady, and Rich Campbell is the founder and the owner of Atlantis. Rich, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for talking to me.
Rich, first of all, how long ago did Atlantis Cruises start?
Oh, well, Atlantis started in 1991 as a resort company. We're now the biggest gay and lesbian travel company in the world. We handle about 20,000 people a year. And we're all over the world. We've done 200 programs to date. Last week was our biggest one ever at our 200th event.
And I believe you go on every single cruise, is that right?
I do.
Oh, wow. You obviously believe in it.
Well, I love what I do. I have one of those fantastic jobs where I get to genuinely make people happy, see them have a good time, see them make friends, see new relationships occur in real time, watch people, you know, build communities. It's a pretty amazing experience, and that's why so many people keep traveling with us.
Rich, why did you start it in the first place?
Oh, it was an accident. Oh. Like so many other good things. That's a longer story than I think you have time for in a drive, but it really was an accident. I never said I'm going to build a gay cruise company. It started as a little project, and one thing led to another. And we did our first program in 1991. At a Club Med resort in the west coast of Mexico. We had about 250 people there. People loved it. They were in tears as they left. And I thought, we should do this again. And we spent a year trying to convince Club Med to do it again, and we did. And we just kept adding one more and one more and one more. And then we got into the cruises in 1998. And the first one we did sold out in about 2 months with 1,000 people on it. And we've grown ever since. And now, like I said, we're the largest gay and lesbian travel company. We're also the largest company in the world that charters cruise ships of any type. So we're kind of a unique experience.
And next week will be your first one that leaves out of Melbourne. So we're really pleased that Melbourne finally got on the list of departures.
Me too. We've been wanting to do this for years. It's the first time we've done a cruise that's exclusively in Australia for the Australian market. We have a lot of Australians who travel with us. Last week, on our big cruise with 5,200 people, we had about 150 Australians traveled halfway around the world to join us in Miami. But this one now is really just for Australians. It's local, it's easy, you don't have to fly halfway around the world, but it'll have everything we have on our bigger ships, everything we have in our big production. Just got to cram it all into four crazy days.
Rich, I have to admit, I've never been on a cruise in my entire life. It's something that I suppose I've avoided. I've always been a little bit scared of it. I think, oh no, what if I get stuck on this ship and I, you know, I'm bored and I have nothing to do and I can't get off?
Well, first of all, there's no chance you'd have nothing to do. Second, you're right, you can't get off, you're stuck there. Third, why don't you come with us next week?
Oh, maybe I should think about it. Should I come along?
You should. I would love you to come.
Well, tell us about the cruise. Where's it? So it's starting from Melbourne. Where's it going?
So it starts, yeah, it's, okay, not far. it's, you know, unfortunately, it's traveling Melbourne to Sydney, sailing on 7 February, arriving on the 11th. It's a four-night sailing on the new Virgin Resilient Lady. It's a fantastically beautiful ship. This cruise is probably more about what we're doing on board than where we're going. And I'm not Australian, obviously, from my messed up accent, but the first port is Burnie, Tasmania, which I think nobody's ever been to.
No, I don't think we have.
No, I don't think anyone's ever been there. then we have a nice day at sea to relax and just enjoy the ship. And then the third day will be in Newcastle, which actually has a lot to offer. Newcastle's kind of a cool port. And then we come back into Sydney on the 11th. So it's really less about the ports than it is the onboard experience. But we're filling it up with entertainment. We've got sensational shows at every size and scale. We're using both our entertainment plus some of the really cool Virgin Productions. They've got, I think, some of the best entertainment at sea, really inventive, clever productions. From our side, we're bringing some of our top DJs in. We've got Courtney Act performing on the first night. Simon Burke is going to do a show on the last night for us. Then we've got some of our other entertainers, like Velmicelli from the UK, Minnie Cooper, who I think you're familiar with, and then a bunch of other, you know, a few things we're still adding, a few surprises in. So it's going to be quite a show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're chatting with Rich Campbell, the founder and owner of Atlantis, about the cruise that starts all next week, the first Atlantis all-day cruise within Australia, leaving from Melbourne. One of the things you mentioned, Rich, was you see a lot of friendships develop. And I have to admit, for those people that I do know that have been on a cruise, they often say, look, I've met friends, they've become lifelong friends. So that seems to be something that is common that does happen on cruises.
Oh, absolutely. If there's one thing I can almost guarantee happens, it's that you're going to walk away from one of our cruises, or we have land resorts too, with new friends from unexpected places. I think that's really the cool thing that happens to people. They don't just meet people who, you know, that they have something in common with. They meet someone they have nothing in common with and strike up a conversation, a friendship, and it builds a community. It's really kind of magical.
Rich, what happens? I mean, you know, one of the, I suppose, misunderstandings that I've had is I've thought the cruises are for people who've got the body beautiful, you know, and look absolutely perfect, and perhaps it's not welcoming for everyone else. Am I incorrect there?
You're completely incorrect. It's probably the most welcoming environment you could ever create. But look, the reality is everyone there is on vacation. Mm. Everyone there on vacation looks good. Everyone on vacation is happy and smiling, and it's, you know, in our community, as you may know, people tend to focus on the, you know, the body beautiful types. But the reality is that's what people see, not what's really there. I've got 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in a ship. You can pretty well bet that it's going to be all types, all sizes, all shapes, all colors, all ages, all, you know, all preferences. Pretty much everything is covered, and that's the beauty of it. And once people get on board, I think their guard drops very quickly, and they immediately think, hey, wait a minute, there's plenty of people here just like me. In fact, everyone here is just like me, and that's kind of the beauty of it. When you get on board, you see that it's not one thing or another. It's impossible. It's everything. That's the beauty of it.
Now, Rich, you mentioned that there's a lot of things to do, a lot of entertainment, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
What if you want to just go on it and think, you know what, I just want to relax, lie in the sun and be peaceful, enjoy my time. Can you still do that? You don't have to do all the entertainment?
100%. There's plenty of space. The ships are big. This particular ship is really beautifully built for that. You could be in the center of the pool with all the action and pool games or parties or you know, music, or you can be in the back of the ship in the athletic club, which is super quiet and chill, and big loungers in the sun and chill music and just quiet space. There's fantastic facilities to just relax. There's an amazing spa if you want to take care of, you know, pamper yourself a little bit or just chill out. And you know, it's very easy to find a quiet place to do things that you go. That is part of vacation. You know, we're there to build all the options. Think of it like a menu. Everything's in front of you. You pick the things you like and enjoy them.
Rich, it sounds good. I'm tempted. You know what? I'm going to take up your offer. I'm going to go on it.
You really should. Fantastic. I have a room for you waiting. I would love that.
All right, I'll go on it.
We have great internet. You can do your show live on board. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. So I'll go on it, and you convince me you're going to change my mind about what cruises are like. What if I become addicted to them and I can't stop going on them? I'll have to give up radio.
Then you'll have to learn how to work remote, and you'll have to pay a lot more money in airfares. Not too much we have, it's local to Australia. But
fantastic, Rich. If someone does want to go on it, where can we get more information?
You can find it on our website, AtlantisEvents, one word, .com, or you can see just about any travel agent in Australia. Most of them are familiar with us and know how to book us, and if not, they'll figure it out.
Rich, great to chat with you. We'll see you next week.
You too. Thank you, Warren. Looking forward to meeting you in person.
That's Rich Campbell, the founder and owner of Atlantis.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.